I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Friday, November the 14th, 2025. Murfreesboro is taking proactive steps to improve roadway safety through its Safe Streets program in partnership with the U.S. Department of Transportation. The initiative encourages residents to participate in an online survey identifying hazardous areas for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians. Transportation Director Jim Kerr emphasized the city's rapid growth and the need to reduce the number of serious and fatal crashes. In 2024, Murfreesboro reported 82 such incidents, up from 67 in 2023, but still below 2022's 87. Kerr noted that the survey, opened through January 1st of 2026, will help guide targeted safety improvements across the city. Meanwhile, downtown Murfreesboro is seeing renewed momentum in a long-stalled development. Mayor Shane McFarland announced that One East College LLC project is moving forward, albeit without the previously planned hotel. The revised vision retains condominiums, office and retail space, public parking, and preservation of the historic First Methodist Sanctuary. The sanctuary itself, which has been carefully maintained with ongoing structural assessments, may become a restaurant or performance venue. Though City Council has yet to review the updated proposal, McFarland noted the city's need for office space may align well with the development's goals. After years of inactivity, the re-engagement of developers and city support signals a significant step forward for this key Murfreesboro property. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is actively seeking information following a road rage shooting that occurred alongside Interstate 24. According to investigators, a gray Nissan Titan was traveling eastbound near exit 76 and 78, Medical Center Parkway and Old Fort Parkway, around 5:05 p.m. on Wednesday, November the 12th, when it was reportedly cut off by a dark-colored sedan. Authorities say that the suspect's vehicle then drove erratically before firing multiple shots at the Titan. No injuries have been reported at this time, but the incident has raised public concern about the escalating road rage cases in Rutherford County. Witnesses are urged to contact the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office at 615-898-7770 or Detective Blake Shaw at 615-904-3044. Anonymous tips can also be submitted by calling 615-893-7867. Elsewhere in Rutherford County, emergency crews were dispatched Wednesday afternoon to a structure fire on Lytle Creek Road, just over half a mile from Wilson Overall Road in the southeastern part of the county. Thick black smoke from a blaze was visible from nearly a mile away, prompting a wave of 911 calls from concerned residents. Upon arrival, firefighters found the structure fully engulfed in flames and worked swiftly to prevent the fire from spreading to nearby areas. Rutherford County Fire and Rescue, EMS, and Sheriff's deputies all responded. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and officials expect to release more details as their inquiry continues. Tennessee is working to reduce its number of economically distressed counties to 10 or fewer by the end of the year, a goal set by the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. As of now, 11 counties, including Clay, Grundy, Perry, and Pickett in Middle Tennessee, are considered distressed by the Appalachian Regional Commission. These designations are based on poverty rates, unemployment rates, and per capita income. Assistant Commissioner Brooksy Carlton of the EDC emphasized that rural communities deserve the same economic opportunities as urban areas like Nashville. The state focuses on both business and community development to improve economic outcomes, from recruiting manufacturers to revitalizing downtowns and supporting small businesses. The EDC also highlights local strengths like outdoor recreation and tourism. For example, Morgan County, once classified as distressed, leveraged the historic Brushy Mountain prison site to boost tourism with concerts, distillery tours, and restaurants, ultimately improving its economic ranking. Tennessee has made significant progress in the past decade, reducing distressed counties from 26 in 2013 to as few as 8 last year. In addition to the 11 currently classified as distressed, 24 other counties are considered at risk, meaning they could slip into economic distress if conditions worsen. Carlton noted that improving even one county's economic status benefits the entire state, and said rural areas offer key opportunities for growth. Only Wilson and Williamson counties have reached ARC's highest ranking of attainment. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is requesting $1.8 million in the upcoming state budget to expand its cold case unit, which currently has just one full-time agent, to handle roughly 400 unresolved cases statewide. TBI Director David Rausch told Governor Bill Lee during a budget hearing that the lack of personnel has prevented the agency from fully utilizing available federal funds and grants. The proposed funding would create 7 new positions, enabling agents to re-examine evidence, assess visibility installed cases, and potentially deliver long-awaited justice to families. One such case involves Nico Lisi, who was last seen in 2011 after reportedly traveling from New York to Franklin. His mother, Monica Button, said the lack of closure remains a constant burden. Despite limited staffing, the TBI has seen progress, including new evidence this year in the nearly 60-year-old case of Pauline Mullins Pusser, whose death is now believed to be a homicide. Button praised the agency's efforts, but stressed the need for more resources to bring closure to the families. Meanwhile, Rutherford County has been grappling with the ripple effect of the recent federal government shutdown. In October, the shutdown paused vital programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, leaving many residents without food assistance. While officials announced that 65% of November's SNAP benefits would be deposited into EBT accounts, full restoration remains uncertain. The shutdown also halted federal labor reporting, delaying Tennessee's unemployment data for September and October. Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne all showed steady job market improvements. However, state officials now face the complex task of classifying furloughed federal and contact workers in future reports. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at News Radio WGNS on Facebook, as well as X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or even share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.